USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden's Supreme Court justice pick will start confirmation hearings this morning, Justice Thomas is spending a few days in a D.C. hospital for flu-like symptoms not related to COVID-19. China's Civil Aviation Administration is reporting a Chinese-owned Boeing 737 jetliner carrying roughly 130 people crashed in the mountains in southern China's Guangxi region on Monday. As the Ukrainian people and culture continues to get destroyed by Russian invaders, President Biden has added a stop in Poland to his trip this week in Europe for more talks with NATO and European allies. Biden will first travel to Brussels, then to Poland to meet President Duda next weekend. Russia has intensified its attempts to bombard Mariupol into surrender, but Ukrainian officials defiantly rejected a Russian demand that their forces in Mariupol lay down their arms and raise white flags Monday in exchange for safe passage out of the besieged port city. USA Radio News.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sarah's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Chris this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Authorities are investigating a Los Angeles County Sheriff's helicopter crash in the Angeles National Forest north of Azusa on Saturday. Officers and ride-along passengers were on board. All six survived.
The aircraft landed just a few feet from a 200-foot drop down to Morris Dam below. So the fact that it did not roll over, go all the way down, or that there was no fire is nothing short of a miracle.
L.A. Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Gas prices drop slightly in America.
Gas prices are on a slight decline across the country. AAA reporting the current nationwide average for a gallon of gas is $4.26. That's down from last week's average of $4.32. However, this time last year, gas was an average of $2.88. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Do you feel out of touch when your internet connection goes down? You're not alone. So when leaving Earth to go to the, let's say, moon or to Mars, soon the internet will be available to you when you head out. Startup company Aquarian Space has a goal to deliver high-speed internet at the moon and perhaps even Mars. The organization says it has raised $650,000 in startup money and plans to launch a lunar satellite by 2024. Aquarian says it plans to include space data for looking at space debris, tracking space weather, and providing scientific information from the moon and from Mars. President Zelensky of Ukraine is a hero to his people, resisting Russian aggression, destruction, and killing. The president was on CNN last night explaining how he tells his kids about the war.
My children know for sure what is happening, and I don't know whether it's good or bad. I have not explained anything to my children. First 2 days, we did not talk about it at all. And my family, and they did not ask questions. They were thinking about it themselves, of what is happening. They simply believe that the good shall prevail. It may seem banal, but... This is it, and in order to prevail, the good people have to sacrifice themselves.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.